the big issue for the Southern Reef Road, this time 12 months ago, we hoped to apply for 10T project. I know that Minister Hazard was over actually in Brussels, had got a good hearing regarding the Southern Reef Road as part of the 10T project. But Brexit throws the whole thing into the air in terms of where we're funding, can we attract European funding? And again, we had seen that. So in terms of Southern Reef Road, is by no means a given either. So again, the Narrow Water Bridge and both projects are sitting in a precarious situation is where we get the funding. Transport and I, indeed, the Minister is committed to actually developing out the environmental options, the development proposals for the Southern Reef Road. So that's moving ahead. But at the end of the day, we need money to build either both the Narrow Water Bridge or either the Narrow Water Bridge and the Southern Reef Road, but we need these are strategic projects for our area. So I think that's the main questions asked. I suppose to answer your question, what can the committee do? I suppose I go back to the Fresh Start Agreement, and the Fresh Start Agreement says is the Northern Ireland Executive and the Irish Government agree to undertake a review of the project to identify options for its future development, which can be set up by the Ministerial Council. We need that brought to a conclusion. We need to know, will both governments commit to the development of the Narrow Water Bridge, what they're going to commit to, and how that can be developed. That's the answer we require. You know, we've had a level of, I said, that began with the signing of the Fresh Start Agreement. We've had a couple of meetings. It's been to the North South Ministerial Council. I know that from the meeting in November, it's a commitment to meet back with stakeholders again in January. But we need to bring this to a conclusion as soon as possible. So again, we would urge, you know, this committee to work with ourselves to bring that to a conclusion.